For the last couple of years, I've been chairman of our Tax and Credit Committee.
You had that meeting Wednesday, estate taxes, one of those areas that seemed like we hit in on all the time.
Yeah, we had a very good meeting with the Tax and Credit Committee here at the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. The tax issues are, it gets complicated right in this time period because there's several really significant tax laws that are scheduled to sunset here at the end of 2025. We've been using these current rules since 2017, and if we do nothing, they revert back to 2017 numbers and rules, and we don't want to let that happen. Many of these tax issues that we're dealing with are really quite helpful to those of us in the livestock industry and to tell you the truth, most small Main Street businesses.
Could you give me an example?
Well, the estate tax, of course, is a major one. We strive for complete repeal of that. But what we're really also, if we're not able to get the whole thing repealed or make it go away, we want to at least keep these exemption numbers at a level that's current with our industry today. Currently, we're at like $13 million exemption, and if we do nothing, it'll revert back to less than half that. And we all know what these values have done in the last 10 years, and we can't let that happen. There's also some real significant situations for some of our deductibilities and some of our other exclusions. And these 2017 laws would be going backwards at a pretty fast rate.
Obviously a very divided Congress right now. How do you get change when something like that, when it's very much needed?
Well, you hope that cooler heads prevail and you hope that people do the right thing. One of the things I want to bring to your attention is our committee has worked really hard putting together a tax survey from our members and from those who are not our members, and how some of these estate and tax situations, not just estate taxes, but income taxes, many of these will affect them. When we get those results, which we've got a pretty serious push to get some a bunch of responses again over the next couple weeks, that's going to be a tool that we use to help train our congresspeople of the importance of these tax changes going forward.
Another issue that I think is on a lot of folks' radars is this Corporate Transparency Act. What's that mean?
Well, to tell you the truth, it's not on enough people's radar because many of us are not aware of it even. We're going to need some help from our CPAs and our accountants and our professionals to bring this to our attention because it kind of slid in under the radar. We just woke up one morning and there it is. So that needs to be brought to many producers' attention. Who it affects is any of those who have formed some sort of entity, basically anything other than a sole proprietorship, whether it's an LLC, LLP, a corporation. It's an additional reporting requirement that those entities are going to be required to do.
Dan, tell me why you get involved to the level you have, both at the state and national level.
Well, you know, it's kind of fun to be in a situation with these people at this level. You know, they're optimistic, they're trying to be helpful, they're trying to do the right thing, and it's a pretty good attitude to be around.